that's where me being able to capture something like that, I have a job in doing that. Like, so I have a job in showcasing and showing women who are doing that, and also to motivating other young girls and who just whoever, like, okay, now that I see it, I can be it as well. Because like you said, it's a getting the exposure and support.
Welcome to the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast, inspiring real women with a passion for fishing in the outdoors to go get their adventure on. Now, here's your host, coming to you from the Lance Chuck Camper Mobile Podcast Studio, Master Captain Angie Scott.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast as we continue to celebrate Women in Sports Month, the whole month of March, and today's episode is no exception to that. I am happy to welcome an amazing videographer in the sports industry, Lauren Adams, to the podcast today. You guys are really going to enjoy getting to know and finding out a little bit about what she does and her experience fishing for the first time on that Academy Sports women's retreat that I did recently. So looking forward to getting into that. But before we do, just a quick update, as I like to do in the beginning of the show from time to time. Just got back from Lake Bray Hubbard in Garland, Texas, feeling a little exhausted, but recovering. Our day two actually got canceled due to some high winds in the forecast, and that lake can get pretty gnarly if there's high winds. So the tournament director made the call, and I think it was the right call. We did drive over the lake on the interstate leaving town, and I saw some pretty good sized rollers out there, and that was like mid morning. So I think all the ladies appreciated them putting safety first. That said, on day one, I managed to finish in sixth place, which was pretty exciting. My first top 10 finish with the LBA. Caught a really nice 5.33 pound bass in the last hour to earn that sixth place finish. So it was an exciting tournament. Huge congratulations to my co-angler, Sherry Jacks, who was with me all day, and she won the championship on the co-angler side. She landed some couple really nice bass in the afternoon. So excited for Sherry. Glad I could be a part of that. So, kind of caught in the competitive bug here and decided to go ahead and fish once again with Team Nashville Bassmasters. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you may remember me fishing with the guys a few years ago, and I've decided to do it again, but this time as a boater, so that's going to be an interesting experience. I saw their schedule, and it just happened to not have any conflicts with the LBA schedule this year, and four of the tournaments are local. So I decided, why not give it a shot? So we actually have our first one coming up this Sunday on Percy Priest, which is my home lake. Excited to see how I can do out here. Then we've got Old Hickory, a two-day event on Gunnersville, Nickajack, Woods Reservoir, and then finishing it up with Old Hickory and Percy Priest again. So stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to the challenge. And I love the team format, so I'm looking forward to that as well, and meeting some of the new guys that have joined since I fished with them a couple years ago. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. We're going to do a recap of the Ray Hubbard event this Monday night on the Women's World of Fishing Monday Night Takeover with Barbara Harris. That will be on the YouTube channel for that show. So be sure and check that out at 8 Eastern, 7 Central this coming Monday evening. And without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Excited for y'all to meet Lauren Adams. Here we go. Lauren, welcome to the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast. I'm excited to have you on.
Thank Thank you for having me. It is a pleasure and an honor.
Absolutely. So I've been talking to a lot of the ladies that were with us on the Academy Sports Women's Retreat that we did in Jacksonville not too long ago. And you're one of the amazing ladies that I got to meet on that trip. So what did you think about the whole thing?
Oh, man. So that was my first time fishing. It was such an honor. And didn't even know if I was actually going to be able to do the trip and actually be out there. It kind of came together really quickly, but I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, oh, I hope I don't look like I just want to capture the moment of all these women having an amazing time, showing their experience, showing how just women hold their own. And it was just, I like left their like floor, like just mouth floored, because it was something that I thought coming in, I was like really intimidated, mm-hmm. but with the women that we had there, everyone was so welcoming and willing to give advice. And I'm like, I'm just here to capture you guys. But like, everyone was like, no, come in, you know, pulling me in and like, no, you're going to fish. You have to fish. And it was awesome. Just seeing women like professionally, there were some who were amateurs, but there were some who were pros, just really hold their own on the water. And it was great. Just championing everyone, catching fish, just love it, the camaraderie of it all, the fellowship of it all. It was more than just a fishing trip. It was like you left feeling something like, oh, okay. I took a lot of life lessons away. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I guess I didn't realize, because I knew there were some ladies there that had never fished before. I didn't realize you were one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Never even. It was, I was so intimidated. I was like, ugh. Like, I'm going to either like fall in or like, I'm going to pull like, just me in my mind, right. Like, I'm going to pull a fish that's going to be, like, twice the size of the boat. Like, I'm going to struggle.
Now, that would have been awesome.
But, yeah. So, no, it was great. I think my first fish was a blue fish.
Okay.
Like, kind of, it was, like, it had some blue coloring. I want to say it was a sea bass.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the first fish, and it was awesome. Just a little thing, maybe, I think it was around, like, 11 inches or so. So it wasn't too big, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I felt like I did something.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a nice first catch, a first memory, because a lot of people go their lives and never get a chance to catch a sea bass. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool, because you went off, like, I guess, quote unquote, offshore on the first day. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We were far out. I think we were like 40 miles. From where we originally, where the boat was already docked. So yeah, we were like 40 miles out. And it took a while.
Yeah. Had you ever been out on like that before on a boat?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That was the only boat I've ever been on. Like, so I think the closest I've been out into, it was like in Louisiana area, cut off Louisiana, was in the swamps, but it was like an airboat.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't like an actual fishing boat. So okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're a videographer, so you were there, you know, capturing everything. So this was your first time doing that type of work on a boat, then, I take it.
I did do I have filmed Stetson Blaylock.
Yeah.
Who is a Bassmaster.
Yep.
I filmed him. Academy had another event. It was like a hunting and fishing trip. And I was able to go out on but the boat was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like maybe three people on the boat, but it was a different type of boat than what we were on.
Right.
It was like mainly for, it was like a sport boat, I want to say. Like,
okay.
Just the way it looked. It wasn't deep in. You kind of just sat on top of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I have filmed him before. And that was out in, I want to say it was in between Texas, like around the Texas area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. But that was, I didn't get to fish. Right. It was just filming working, him and yeah, just working. So, but this, I was like, it was like hands on, like it was really hands on.
Yeah. So what's it like trying to film from a boat? I imagine there's a lot, lot of challenges involved.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think the first challenge was, Lauren, don't drop the camera in the water. Because then you'll ruin the whole experience for everyone.
Yeah. So no pressure.
No pressure. When we got out there far out, it was definitely calm. But I don't know if you remember the second day, the wind and the weather had picked up substantially. And so the waves, I mean, we were rocking and rolling, like, to the point where he was like, yeah, you might want to put your camera away, because we were definitely catching a lot of the waves. It was definitely like a tide, like a kind of like a high tide coming on, but it was, it's awesome because you want to see everything, but you're like, oh, okay, this boat is going really fast and the wind is just smacking you in the face. And you're like, I want to capture this moment, but I also don't want to risk losing the camera to ruin the whole moment of the trip. But it was awesome though. I mean, just getting my camera deep down into just like seeing the women, you know, fishing and with the poles and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see. And it was it's just seeing the fish up close. Cause some of those fish, I mean, they could cut you pretty good. I didn't even realize.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned, you know, me, I'm mostly a freshwater angler. I do get to fish saltwater some now more often than I used to, so I'm still learning. But one thing I learned really quickly is if you're not already like very familiar with that particular type of fish, you better use all caution until you know, because they may have giant teeth. They may have like, you know, fins that are really sharp and things like that. So you just have to be really careful.
Yes. Yeah. Almost. There were a couple of scars that went on in our boat. Yes.
Yeah. When you talk about day two being rough. You know, that was my day to go offshore and I was a little disappointed because it was so rough that day that our captains weren't comfortable taking us out into the ocean or the Gulf. And so, I believe was kind of like right there on the edge. And you know, they were trying to get some good catches there in that area. And yeah, I didn't go there, but I heard it was pretty rough there. So
it was definitely rough.
Glad you didn't have any major mishaps with equipment.
No. Well, you know what? I did lose. I lost a lens filter that was it was on the lens. I heard it. And I heard something drop in the water and I'm like, my camera's still here. So I don't know what just dropped. And then when I realized, oh, that was the lens filter. Like, I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I, you know, just something, some things you leave into the sea, into the water.
You go. Yep. Well, so March is Women in Sports Month and you turned me on to that. I knew about March being, you know, women's kind of month celebrating, you know, in different areas, but I guess I just didn't realize it was Women in Sports Month, when it totally makes sense. And so perfect having you on, you know, from the videographer standpoint, because you do a lot of different things kind of in the sports world, right?
Yes. I work for the National Hot Rod Association.
Cool.
So it's drag racing. Shoot for them, produce for them, and edit for them. I edit the show opens, a lot of the show opens for each race. We have about, I want to say like close to 24 on the circuit. Okay. And so we travel from different states to host these races. Races are about 3 days.
Okay.
And it's the fastest motorsport in the history. There's cars going over 300, like 30 miles per hour under 4 seconds.
I can't imagine going that fast in a car. That's crazy.
Yeah. It is unreal. It is, it is a sensory overload. And it, you never get used to it. You never get used to it. It just blows your body.
So you've gotten to actually ride?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay.
So I haven't ride. I just film it. To ride, you have to be licensed. You have to be a professional licensed. You definitely need like a lot, you know, a good amount of seat time is definitely good, and qualified. But yeah, I film them kind of like in front, on the side. I'm right on the starting line. So when they launch, I'm right there. Trust me, I'm praying every time they launch that they go straight.
Yeah.
it's unreal, and it's men and women competing.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
That's what
I
love about that sport. Yeah.
I was going to ask about if there's any kind of women superstars, if someone was interested, you know, who should we watch for?
Oh, there's so many. We have in Funny Car, Alexis DeJoria. In Top Fuel, we have Brittany Force, Leah Pruitt. In Pro Stock, we have Erica Enders. There's also a new up-and-comer, Cameron Caruso. There's so many women in this sport too, and competing and winning. Like, not just like participating, but actually winning.
Yeah.
And then in bikes, we also do bikes. We have Gianna Salinas, her sister as well. Janae is also in it too. There's just so many. It's awesome.
That's great.
Awesome.
Do you know much about the history? Like, is that more of a recent thing, or have women kind of been involved in that for a long, long time?
A long time, okay. Actually. Cool. The sport, I want to say, started around the 1950s. We've had women, I want to say, as much as I remember the sport being out there. Shirley Muldowney was one of the drivers. She has actually a film out, kind of like a biopic of her story. She's one of the ones that, first woman to win a like Top Fuel championship. Shirley Muldowney, there's so many others. Melanie Troxell, there's so many others. I want to say Peggy Llewellyn. There's a lot of women in this sport.
That's
Courtney
awesome.
Force. Yeah. So Ashley Force. I mean, there's tons. Yeah.
We talk about competitive, you know, bass fishing. You mentioned Stetson, and in bass fishing, you know, there's women. I fish on the Women's Pro Bass Tour, but as far as like women making it to like the championship, the Bassmaster Classic type thing, so far there's only been like a couple in history, and I hope that's something that we see change. There's a lot more women that are going out for the what we call the Bassmaster Opens. And if you do well enough in the Opens, then you qualify for the, from what I understand how it works, you qualify for the Elite Series. And then when you score high enough in the Elite Series, you qualify to fish the Bassmaster Classic. And that's like the championship. It's actually going on this week in South Carolina.
Awesome.
But unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss it because we got to make our way to Dallas. Otherwise, I would love to go just kind of observe and be part of that. I've gotten to go a couple of times in the past. They had it in Knoxville back in, I think, 2018, I believe, or 2019, maybe it was. And then 2020, they had it in Birmingham. And I got to tell you, if you've never experienced the Bassmaster Classic, if you ever get the chance, that's something that you should definitely do, because it's like when they come in for their weigh-ins, it's in an arena, and it's like it's like a rock show. These guys pull their boats into the arena. You know, they've got somebody driving their truck, and then the anglers sit riding in their boat in the trailer, and they pull into the arena, and there's like lights and rock music, and an announcer, and then they reach into their live wells and they pull out their fish and show it, and everybody cheers, and it's just a spectacle. The arena's
packed.
This is
awesome.
Yeah, it's insane. But how awesome would it be to get to the point where we've got, you know, almost an even field where it's, because now it's like all men. There are no women that currently are qualified to fish the Bassmaster Classic, but how cool would it be if we ever got to the point where it's, you know, a bunch of women and a bunch of guys, and kind of like with the racing, you know, where it's more involved.
It would,
you know,
it would be awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I would love, and I would just say that I mean time will tell. I feel like that can happen.
Yeah,
because it's just, you know, there's a, for me, just doing the filming it, I had a total, like, so much more appreciation mm-hmm. for just what you do and what other women did or were doing as well. Just, it's not an easy thing. And like I said, I came in like intimidated because I was like, yo, this is not just like, you know what I mean? It's not just like pulling up goldfish.
Right.
Like, this is a serious thing. And it take, you know, there is some skill and some patience to it, and some studying to, like you said, knowing the type of fish that you're baiting, and also the water, knowing the water as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, fishing, I've heard it said, is kind of like a great equalizer, because you don't necessarily have to be of a certain athletic build. Or,
no.
You know, so like women have just as much opportunity, I think, to be able to make it to that level. I think it's just a matter of, we just haven't had the kind of the support or, you know, a lot of, because when you open a catalog, a Bass, you know, Bass Pro Shops or whatever, you open a catalog and you see mostly men. And women just haven't seen themselves represented in the sport, I think, is one of the biggest issues. And so as the tide continues to change, I kind of foresee that happening down the road. There's definitely some heavy hitter ladies out there right now that are giving it a good go. And so it's only it's only a matter of time, I think, before somebody breaks through and this becomes more of the norm. So
I love it. And you know what? So, and I would put myself exactly on the line, and as far as accountability, that's where me being able to capture something like that, I have a job in doing that. Like, so I have a job in showcasing and showing women who are doing that, and also to motivating other young girls. And who just whoever, like, okay, now that I see it, I can be it as well.
Because
like you said, it's a, getting the exposure and support. And that's where, like, you know, so anytime you need to hit me up or be like, yo, you need to come film this.
Yeah.
You need to come capture this. So we, like, let me know. I'm totally, because that's what it is. The more eyeballs on it, the more it's shown, the more support. And also, too, you know, people will see, okay, this is not out of the norm. No, it's not out of the norm for women to be out here fishing, catching, and competing. Yeah.
Yep. And so, I think definitely social media is helping us with that too, as we're out there capturing, you know, our moments. A lot of people have these kind of cool GoPro setups now where you can capture some of that stuff and share it on your social media so other people can see it and hopefully be inspired by it and be like, oh, she can do it, I can do it. So
yes,
you know, that's kind of the purpose of this, the Woman Angler and Adventure podcast, is to provide a platform to talk with amazing women like yourself and other outdoor adventurers, and just kind of show that, you know, give them a space to share their stories and hopefully inspire others. So
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I want to thank you for taking some time to chat. We were going to do a video episode, but I'm kind of on the road right now, and you can never trust the Wi-Fi connection when you're on the road. So, but really great chatting with you, and we definitely need to continue to stay in touch. You ever end up in the Nashville area, I don't know if they do any races ever there or for any.
They in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay.
So you, if you are in Bristol, it's usually around Father's Day weekend.
Okay.
But I will be seeing where you are.
Yeah.
And if you're ready for a sensory overload,
that would be cool to experience that. I imagine you have to have some pretty special like settings on your camera to be able to capture that.
Oh yeah, there's times where the camera has completely turned off because of the senses and the ground and just the vibration. There's times when the camera has completely just shut off.
Wow.
Because of the power. yeah. But that's why I can't wait for you to be on the starting line. And also too, I'm ready to go fishing again.
Yeah.
I'm already hooked.
Hit me up. If we're ever in the same area, I'd be happy to take you out again. And hopefully you get more opportunities, maybe through Academy or other options, and I'm excited that you got a little taste of it in Jacksonville, and now you're all about it. That's what it's all about for us. So
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Angie, for this time, for reaching out, for just having me on the podcast. It's an honor.
My pleasure.
Do you want the good news or the bad news first? I know, always lead with the bad news. Okay, the bad news is the episode of this podcast that you love, it's over. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's over. Don't you hate that feeling when you finish the latest episode of your favorite podcast and then you don't know what to listen to? Well, I got a show that you should check out.
Hey, this is Hunter Levine, and I'm the host of Captain's Collective Podcast, a fishing podcast dedicated to gathering wisdom, knowledge, and stories from captains and other fishing industry leaders. You can check out our podcast at captainscollective.com or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We hope to see you soon.